And now, broadcasting on Star Worldwide Networks, it's In the Green Room. Green is in, but what does that really mean for you? Join the gang for a fun and energetic half-glass, half-full perspective to what and how sustainability is the lifestyle for the future. It can really affect everything you do, from your health, wallet, environment, money, even your morals. So our goal, to help save the planet one show at a time. Now, welcome to the Green Room.
Welcome, everyone, to In the Green Room. I'm Kinga.
And I'm Chet. And today we've got a really fun group of people here that are quarantining with us. This crazy sickness going on. And we just want to remind all of our listeners to try to stay as healthy as possible. You know, eat healthy, wash your hands, all the above, all the
generics.
Wash
your hands. And you will survive. Wash your hands and try to keep your distance, your social distance.
No, everybody's going to die eventually, but let's be realistic here. We still just need to have fun while we're still here. So that's why we're still here in the green room enjoying life, and we're about to taste some tequila. So,
well, it's St. Patrick's Day, too. Thank you, Robin. Yay. So I want to say happy St. Patrick's Day. I want to welcome everybody in the room here. We're starting with Tequila Snobs, Luann Lennox.
Welcome back
hello?
In the green room.
Yay, welcome
great.
Back.
Need to get on the mic.
Great
yeah.
to be back.
Richard Betts, he's going to be our
self-described agave head.
honorary taster for tequila. He's kind of a tequila expert as well. We've got Neil in studio. Neil and his daughter Grace. Can you say hello, both of you?
Hello, everybody.
Welcome in the green
Hi.
Room.
they volunteered to taste. And then we've got the amazing musician, Isaiah Tilson.
Thank you. Happy to be here. Yeah.
How have you been, Isaiah?
Fantastic.
I know that we have two songs that you're surprising us with, and we don't know the names or titles, and we don't care. We just know you're going to be amazing.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Are you going to be tasting with us as well, Isaiah?
I will be, but tasting, not, yeah.
Sipping, yeah. Not chugging.
Yeah.
Okay. Because is Uber still going? Or did they close too? Did they cancel?
No, Ubers are still driving.
Okay. I wasn't sure.
Just not a shared ride.
Yeah, that might be a little awkward.
Well, I think it would be super fun to start with a song. We've never really done that.
Wait, we have tequila poured in our cups. Let's taste this.
Okay, we'll do one shot. About? We're going to do one shot.
We're not doing
one,
shots either. We're tasting.
One taste.
And then we're going to go right to the song.
We're only
You're
sipping.
All over the place.
We're just
I know,
sipping.
I am.
That's
I'm just
all
super
we're doing.
Excited. I want to just
So let
this.
Me talk about what this is. Kinga wants to just bottoms up it. It's so wrong on every level. This, and I think I had this last time we were here. This is Casamigos, which means house of buddies, house of friends, and it's what? A Blanco. This
can
is a
can
Blanco.
We hear her, Robin? Okay.
So
this
last...
is a Blanco, which means it's unrested, hasn't been rested at all. And that's how you can see as clear as it is. As we get into some other ones that are rested, of course, they turn a little darker. We'll talk a bit more about it. But I know Kinga loved this one because it was George Clooney and Randy Gerber's sip. So that was
my
that
favorite.
Was I've got to tell you.
Just because he's a cute boy.
The Casamigos Reposado, I've been absolutely hooked on that since the last time you came in the green room. I've actually...
Good.
No. Seriously, only been drinking that, and it's kind of expensive at bars, but I'm literally hooked. Like, I'm like, do you have Casamigos? You don't? All right, I'm going next door. Like,
yes.
Yeah, it's so good. The Reposado specifically, though. There's something about that vanilla flavor.
Yep.
You got me hooked, Luann.
Good.
Luann,
I love
you're
it.
His
My
favorite.
Wallet hates it.
I'll take it. I'll take
both,
it.
But.
So we were somewhere the other day, and you requested it, and I was like, wow, Chet's still drinking the Luann's Lennox suggestions.
Perfect.
So we do we take a little sip right now?
Yes.
How do we do
sip,
this?
Maybe sip just half of it. But remember, as you remember from before, you want to swish it around, roof of your mouth, chew it, get at the back of your teeth, really let it hit all of your taste buds.
Okay, so are we
maybe
doing this
half
now?
Of that sip. Yes, maybe okay. half. Or if you're like this one, you bottoms up the whole thing.
I just needed it to spread throughout my whole mouth. Needed the whole shot.
Don't swallow it fast. Swish it around.
That's beautiful.
And make some noise when you're done. Make some little.
So can I ask and a if you question?
Yeah.
What is the difference with rested?
Make love to the mic.
We're gonna talk a bunch about that.
Where's your sound?
We'll talk about that as we go into the next one. So I'll talk
okay,
about
great.
It. Rested.
Thank you.
means that it's been rested in an oak barrel or a barrel that's had some other stuff in it, which we're going to talk about. When we get to the Reposados. We're just sipping Blancos.
We could do a test with Neil and see if he can taste what the key flavor in the Casamigos Reposado is.
Okay.
Pretty easy to pick it out, I think.
Perfect. So do I.
Yeah.
So do I. And okay, this one's just a Blanco. This one is agave forward, very, very fresh, very agave. What does agave taste like? Maybe grass, fresh mowed grass. Some people say cement. Not that I even know what cement would even taste like. But
cement.
But that's one of the tasting notes that I've heard. Really just fresh green.
Ricard.
Yeah, I've never heard cement.
Wet cement.
Wet cement.
Which is different than dry cement? I don't know.
So, Ricardo, how would you describe this one?
Well, first of all, realize that agave is a plant. It's not a grain. So an agave spirit is made from agave, not grain. So it has a whole different kind of earthy, grassy, citrus, sometimes flavor, depending on where it's grown, how it's grown, all the above. So I'm sure we'll get into this a little bit in a little more depth soon, right?
But this specific one, how would you describe this one? Did you just sip it? Ricardo.
I think it tastes good.
He'll have another.
It's very clean. Yeah. It's very just agave forward. There's no other flavors in it. It's also not necessarily complex. And as you get into ones that are more aged, they're more complex, which means they have more flavors in them. But this is the drink that's very pure, very true, just straight up agave.
And it's George Clooney, right?
Yeah. The Mexicans love their Blancos. They don't like any other any other flavors impaired in it. The Americans, on the other hand, we like vanilla and chocolate and
licorice
and all those others.
Is there licorice in there?
That's absolutely. There's not licorice in it, but that's definitely something you would taste. Yeah,
I taste licorice. Yay.
See?
I got this. Elbows.
Yay.
Good. Okay, so this is exciting. So after this first sip now, we talked about going to hear Isaiah.
Yay.
We're super excited. We want to make sure we get three songs in. And he's got some surprises for us. I don't know what he has. He said it's a total surprise. So Isaiah. What number is Isaiah going to sing? Okay. Secret code. Here we go. Isaiah.
Sounds
tick
a little.
Tock, na, 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 na.
A little uppity, little happy track for sure. Coming out very soon.
Oh, so this is not out yet?
Not out yet.
How cool.
Ooh.
So you competed with Alice Cooper's Pudding, and I thought you were amazing. I was just mesmerized by you when I met you.
Oh, candy coated, a sweet tooth motive. My girl, you shouldn't go unnoticed. Sugar pop, who hits the spot? Sweetness alive in every drop. Oh, candy coated, a sweet tooth motive. My girl, you shouldn't go unnoticed. Sugar pop, who hits the spot? Sweetness alive in every drop. Prepared for this, heaven sent. Tutti frutti, relentless. Luscious taste, relaxed disarm. Romance makes us who we are. Special one, saving space. My appetite's been on a certain craze. Pleasing of adored traits. Not in of the ways. Candy coated, a sweet tooth motive. My girl, you shouldn't go unnoticed. Sugar pop, who hits the spot? Sweetness alive in every drop. Oh, candy coated, a sweet tooth motive. My girl, you shouldn't go unnoticed. Sugar pop, who hits the spot? Sweetness alive in every drop. Don't tell me the flavor, let me savor. No promises for good behavior. Unravel the wrapper, slowly, not quick. Point to the center, how many licks? I just wanna bite, afternoon delight. Oh, craving you, ooh, day and night. Sucker for lips, no perfect time. Golden honey pie, picked right. And I appreciate the snaps, thank you. I want to give a shout out to Conrad Varela, who I believe was here last week, actually. He did the guitar on this. Yeah. So, lovely guy.
He's incredible.
Incredible.
So talented. Prodigy.
Exactly.
He's so young. Wow. It's amazing. Conrad!
Oh, 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 candy coated, a sweet tooth motel. My girl, you shouldn't go unnoticed. Sugar pop, who hits the spot? Sweetness of life in every drop, oh, candy coated, a sweet tooth motive. My girl, you shouldn't go unnoticed. Sugar pop, who hits the spot? Sweetness of life in every drop, in every drop, in every drop. Little cherry on top, it's 'cause you're candy coated.
Wow. So, Isaiah, I know last time you said you were single.
I was last time.
And have you been taken since then?
I have been taken since then, yeah.
Oh, yay. Especially with that song, you charmed somebody?
Maybe a little bit.
So we need you to talk.
Oh,
she,
a little
yeah,
bit.
Robin
yeah.
can't hear you. So you sang that song, you serenaded her, and that was it?
It was more than just the song. I like to think,
but the singing voice doesn't hurt.
It doesn't hurt. It really helps a lot. Yeah.
Well, next time bring her. We want to meet her.
I love those lyrics. Yeah. Did you write that whole song?
I did. Yeah.
That was amazing. Wow. Yeah.
I love writing and just any way to get the creative outflow.
Yeah, I loved every part of the tune. You crushed it. And
beautiful.
Then,
beautiful.
Yeah,
And bring in the lollipop. It's so clever. You're just adorable.
No, I want to hear that on the radio, my friend.
Thank yeah, because the beat came through really nice in the headphones,
right?
Too.
Yes.
Like, if you
That's
are
awesome.
Just listening yes. on Richard? Facebook, you should yeah. go and listen.
Yes, thank you.
So Ricardo plays the guitar over here, too. I don't know if he brought his guitar.
No.
Oh, next time, because you guys could jam together. He's pretty talented.
I got to get you on Facebook.
Pretty amazing. Oh, sure. Absolutely. So we're super excited to hear a few more songs. I know you're keeping them secret to the last minute, so thank you so much. Isaiah, how do people find you?
Just go, actually you can go to my website, isaiahtilson.com, and you can find all my social media, my album, which is out, as well as a single. Candy Coated is coming out very, very soon. So,
yay.
Yeah.
Yay. Where do you record?
I record at Alice Cooper's recording studio.
Of course you do.
Teen Community Center.
So. Awesome. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Well, we are so blessed to have you here. Thank you so much for bringing cheer and love to our studio and the world. Everybody that's listening out there, please, if you're listening on the podcast channel or on the Star Worldwide Network, if you would friend us also on Facebook so you could check out and see what Isaiah, he's really an attractive, handsome young man, and he's adorable. And we've got Neil and Grace, and so if you go on Facebook, in the greenroom.green, friend us on that, follow us, and also on Instagram. We'd appreciate that, and we also want to shout out to Goodwill, our premier sponsor. Please shop at the Goodwill. They hire and have they teach you how to work on the computer, and you can donate anything from a shoe to a mattress. We also have
even two shoes.
Even two shoes. Stroman water, silky smooth water, makes your skin so silky smooth. And Onyx Body, please, everybody out there, if you have a loved one, Onyx Body right now is being very careful. She's only doing one customer at a time, and she's cleaning in between. It's very safe during this time. It brings healing and peace to and love to a loved one that needs some relaxation. So back to Luann and Tequila Snobs. What are we tasting?
So we are tasting. This is funny because I purposely brought bottles that I knew were green. I've never really chosen a tasting based on the color of the bottle because, as you know, there's not a lot of Irish anything in tequila, and most tequila bottles are not green. But let me share. This one's fun.
So, Luann, I want to tell you that all my Irish friends drink tequila.
Of course they do.
They drink a lot of tequila.
Yes.
More than they drink beer.
Yes.
So what's with
right.
that?
So tequila is perfect.
It
I
is
think
perfect.
Everybody should drink tequila. But this one is Dos Armadillos, two armadillos. But look how sassy that is. The liquid inside, as you see when I dump it, it's not green. But I think
that's
it's just
pretty.
A sassy,
it's a pretty bottle.
Really pretty bottle.
And perfect
really cool
for St. Patrick's
bottle.
Day.
So it was St. Patrick's Day.
Yay.
So I'm going to walk around, glasses up, as I pour.
She's worried that Chet would pour.
And then we'll talk about
so
talk about the
one
six.
A Blanco or Reposado?
So I'm going to walk away for a moment.
Okay.
All right. So Chet. Oh, my goodness. This is so wonderful. Wow. This is so clever.
All the Irish people I know drink whiskeys. I don't know what you're talking about.
My friends drink tequila that are Irish.
A lot of times tequila is rested in a whiskey barrel. So
true.
We're going to move to that.
Anytime you guys want, chime in, ask a question. That's why you're here. You're helping us co-host. So give a
trust
question.
Me, I'm team tequila all day. I'm not a whiskey
person. So, Grace, we want to hear from you. So, do you go to school at ASU?
No, I used to, though.
Okay, so you're graduated, and you work for?
I work for a real estate company.
Oh, what's it called?
Should I say it on air?
Yes.
Zillow?
Yes. Zillow? Oh, yes. Okay. Wait, what do you do for Zillow?
I work right now just in a new department that they're forming.
Oh, you like your job?
I do. I love it.
Oh, wonderful. Mm-hmm. How exciting.
I know.
So right now during this whole epidemic, are you working from home?
I am. So I've actually wore a headset all day long today.
Exciting. So you graduated from ASU or U of A?
ASU.
ASU. Awesome.
Yeah, loved it.
Yeah.
Still here.
All right. So
tell us a little bit about this tequila.
So this tequila, a little more expensive than the Clase Azul. The Clase Casamigos that you just had.
My Clooney boy.
I think, give it a nice sniff. Like drop your nose right in there.
Oh, that's nice.
And part your lips when you're sniffing. Rather than keeping your mouth closed, just open your mouth a little bit, part your lips a little bit, and it'll allow you to bring in more, you'll smell more.
Can you demonstrate that, what you're saying to do?
Is this a Blanco tequila?
Yes, it's a Blanco. Yes, okay. It's a young one, hasn't been rested. Blanco means Blanco, of course, means what?
White.
Yes. But it means it hasn't been rested. But yeah, just instead of with your mouth closed.
It hasn't been rested means it's younger.
Yes. Older means it's been rested in a barrel for a year or two or three or five. So that's older.
Right.
Where this one is very, very young. No, not rested at all.
Okay.
They took the picas, which are the leaves that are on the agave. I think we talked about this before. They take those leaves off. What's left is the core or the center. It's called a piña. Because it looks like a pineapple, which that's what piña means. In Spanish, and then that's what they roast in an oven. They bake it in an oven. There's a few other ways they can make them, but this particular one, they put it in an oven and bake it. Think about an apple getting sticky and sweet. So it gets baked and sticky and sweet, and then that's what they press to take the juice out. They distill it. Has to be distilled at least twice. Some of them will distill three times, but most of them are double distilled, some will triple distill, and then it's fermented and goes straight into a bottle and ends up clear. Or...
Alert, there's been a cough in the room.
Sorry, yes.
Cough in the room. Lily, are you okay? I'm just kidding.
There was a sneeze. We heard a sneeze. So it's fermented and then distilled and goes straight into a bottle is my point. It doesn't... And then we're going to talk as these ones are aged, they don't go straight into the bottle. They then go into a barrel.
How much is that bottle if you buy it?
About 60.
Okay.
About 60.
Beautiful. Yeah. It's a beautiful bottle.
Isn't
that makes
it pretty?
A beautiful gift.
And the añejo in this is really spectacular.
What makes it green?
It's not, if you notice in the thing, it's not green. The glass is green.
Oh, I see.
Wait, what's the name of that?
Is that a rookie question?
Think and look at the outside how it's got kind of the armor. Two armadillos. And there's two armadillos kind of wrapped around this. And you can see their little face.
So, Ricardo,
right there.
What did you think of that one?
Those armadillos. This is beautiful. I'm guessing it's from the Highlands. Yes?
Yes.
Yeah.
Where's that?
So there's...
It's in Jalisco, the state of Jalisco, Mexico, where most tequila is produced. So you have highlands and you have lowlands. And depending on where it's from, it gives a different character to the tequila.
Okay.
So Highlands is usually a little bit more lighter, fruitier.
Citrusy.
Yeah, exactly.
I love
it. Where the lowlands are often a little mossier, a little greener, a little more earthy.
Herbal, yeah.
think about like lowlands and think about our valley. So, right, there's the lowlands. We're in the lowlands. And then the highlands would be maybe Flagstaff would be up or around Rim Country. What? Easy for me to say.
Luann, I'm learning so much. I'm learning so much. Thank you so much because, you know, I'm a wine drinker, but you're slowly teaching me that tequila is so incredibly tasty. And I know you've said that it won't make me as sleepy because I do get tired when I drink wine.
Correct.
And what is the reason why?
Well, wine is a depressant. Most all alcohol is, including vodka. And tequila, Grace says, is what? Rather than a depressant,
it's an upper.
It's an antidepressant.
Antidepressant.
Yeah. It's an upper. Keeps you awake. Yeah.
Okay. Is that Lexapro or?
I don't know if it's quite.
I actually
that
read
good.
About that last night that it's not a depressant.
You got to talk right into it.
Oh,
or we
I read
hear
that
you.
Tequila's not a depressant last night. Fun fact I learned in quarantine.
And here I am. Here I am confirming what you just read.
Cool.
Okay. So, well, what are we going to taste next?
Let's talk about whiskey since it is the whole Irish thing.
Oh, you brought whiskey?
So, no. Okay. This is, remember, the same Casamigos, right? But this one is rested in a barrel that used to have whiskey in it.
Okay.
So, again, it's not young, right? It's rested, and it's just rested for 6 months, but it's in a barrel that used to have whiskey in it. So it's going to take on, this is Chet's favorite.
Yes.
It's going to take on.
And this is the one it'll be fun to test Neil with and see if he can pick out what flavor really stands out.
Indeed.
After being
okay,
rested.
So there's some flavors
he's
in here.
Test.
Well, we talked about it last time, so we should all remember.
So yes. All right. I'm gonna walk around, glasses up. You guys chat amongst yourselves.
So Neil, have you met Chet before?
No. This is the first time. But I will say that you've got a great a radio voice there.
Well, thank you. I'll appreciate that.
Isn't it great? He's got a great voice.
Okay, Isaiah's voice sounds like it's been dipped in butter, though. No.
So, Isaiah, while she's pouring, could we hear a song?
Yeah.
There we go. Song number two.
Wait.
Song number two. While she's pouring, we can.
But we're done.
We can take a little.
17.
Yeah. Because we can have a little taste.
I am ready.
All right, here we go. What are we going to hear while we're all surprise. Taking our first little taste?
The surprise.
Surprise. Oh, I love surprises. Isaiah knows what to do.
This is another original. The last one will be a cover. This is another original. It's the first original I ever released. It's called The Rush. Ooh, I can't hear it. Uno momento. All right. There we go. Oh, yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Chet. It's got that James Bond vibes. Wow. Wow. I keep bumping into you, but I don't mind, I don't try to move. Call it fate, destiny. We're magnetized attractively. You're putting my heart on standby. It's like I'm free falling, not scared to die. I'm in the zone, changing scenes. Caught between crossbodies, cues aren't clean. I'm talking dirty, but smooth. You're one of class, I'm in no mood to be rude. Wanna go and run the town with you, no plan. Just something to do, I like the rush. That feeling, freedom running through my veins. I like the rush, that feeling. You're keeping my mind at bay. I like the rush, that feeling. Cause deja vu wants to play. I like the rush, that feeling. Our demons lying on display. I like the rush, the rush. Thank you. No joke on you. Why so serious? You'd be too. If you'd seen what I've seen, blood on my hands, dangerous tendencies make the man my specter. Two lovers lost, no time for sorrow, no time to pause. As skies fall, writings appear on the wall. The rust of it all, always back to call. Dodging bullets, quick reflexes, ready on the draw. Tested to be bested, a spy in Mr. Suit and Tie. Sharp as a knife, classic vibe, I like the rush. That feeling, freedom running through my veins. I like the rush, that feeling. You're keeping my mind at bay. I like the rush, that feeling. Cause deja vu wants to play. I like the rush, that feeling. Our demons lying on display. I like the rush, the rush. It ain't over yet. Heartbeat racing, heartbeat racing, heartbeat racing, adrenaline rush. Heartbeat racing, heartbeat racing, heartbeat racing, adrenaline rush from tequila. Heartbeat racing, heartbeat racing, heartbeat racing, adrenaline rush. Heartbeat racing, heartbeat racing, heartbeat racing, adrenaline rush. I like to rush, that feeling. Freedom running through my veins. I like to rush, that feeling. You're keeping my mind at bay. I like to rush, oh, that feeling. Cause deja vu wants to play. I like to rush, that feeling. Our demons lying on display. I like the rush, the rush, the rush. Thank you.
Wow.
Wow.
Seriously, you know what? That's going to be number one.
Thank you.
I'm telling you right there. That song, you just... The whole vibe of it, the lyrics, the beat, yeah. it's such a sexy song.
Beautifully Thank produced.
You. Wow.
I love the horns at the end, the Thank brass, you. The sax, and that.
Thank Who's you. Your yeah, agent? I want to be your agent.
I don't have an agent yet, actually. Yeah.
Bing, let's talk after the show.
For sure. Yeah.
Just sign this agreement.
Yeah. It's right here. Yeah.
You're incredible. Wow. Thank you. Wow, we're so blessed to have you here tonight. And just music, you know, with all this going on with the coronavirus, we feel a little stressed, but you know, music and friends.
Yeah, like a really well-written song like that, it just takes you away.
It does. It
takes your emotions, it takes control of your mind. And that is, music is really the only art form that totally takes your emotions like that.
It's an escape.
Yeah, you got some serious talent producing. Like, don't ever stop. It's amazing. So,
oh no, no. I mean, within like 1 year, we're just gonna be. But will you never forget us?
No, of course not. I always remember.
Well, we're just amazed. So, what was your favorite tequila so far?
I forgot the names.
Casamigos.
Casamigos.
Amigos.
Amigos. You can say amigas, which is girls, but That's it right. is really boys.
Right. Well, and it's a Clooney, so we got to say amigos. Yes.
But then there was the armadillo one as well.
Okay.
The green bottle.
Casamigas.
See, there it is.
Okay, amigas. There we go. So what are we tasting next?
So, well, you just tasted this one. I want to talk about this a bit. And some of you have emptied your taste already.
I've got a little taste left.
Give it a bit of a... If you shake it up a bit,
okay.
Be aware of just the viscosity of it or how thick it is. Like, look at it. How does it cling to the side of the glass when you tilt it? And as they are older, I keep talking about it being older, as they're aged, think about it. They sit in that barrel, and they take on the oil that's in the barrel. And so the older it is, the thicker it's going to be, the creamier it's going to be. It will taste some people will say almost like olive oil, like as they get older, they just are thicker, which is a great sign of a little bit older, better quality, more expensive tequila. So that's something you want to be aware of as we start going into the ones that are a little bit more aged, for sure.
Incredible.
So
I love this one.
Of that. Yeah.
So this one, again, what do we call it?
This is the Casamigos.
Geez, your memory is like Dory right now.
It's the Reposado. So we had the Blanco, which was the white one, unaged, so I say very young. And then this one is the Reposado.
And that's Chet's favorite,
which is rested. That's Chet's favorite, but I'm going to get him to have a new favorite.
Oh, I love that, Luann.
Maybe.
This is great.
When you smell this, especially if your glass is empty, take your nose there, part your lips, and you should smell... Tell me what you're smelling. Tell me what you're tasting. Tell me what you're smelling.
I taste licorice.
You keep getting licorice. You shouldn't have a bunch of licorice
in
here.
Neil, what do you taste?
You know, everybody's taste buds
different.
What's the
main flavor you're tasting?
There's definitely a flavor.
After the agave.
Vanilla.
Well, I think...
You just blew it for
really?
Him.
Really?
Wow. I think that this one has a completely different taste than the previous one. And you had mentioned something where it's creamier. I think after you drink it, the way it feels on your tongue and your taste buds... That's, to me, the difference. And I really enjoyed how it felt.
You have a great radio voice, by the way. You got to join the show. You're good.
Well, thank you. I like it very much.
All right,
It was a very good one, and I appreciate it.
So, Ricardo, what do you think?
I say caramelize it, because that's what's going on here. This has been rested.
Excuse me, what do you mean by caramelize?
I'm going to explain it. This has been rested in a used oak barrel, usually a used bourbon barrel. Now, those barrels have been toasted, literally toasted with fire. Fire! Okay?
Fire!
When you toast wood, an oak with fire, it literally caramelizes the sugars in the wood. And that's where you get these vanilla and caramely and baking spice flavors from that process of caramelization of sugars in the wood. Thank you.
Thank you. That's so interesting. I learned that.
So my go-to
beautiful
my go-to cocktail with the Casamigos Reposado is like a few shots of the Casamigos and then like splash of pineapple juice. I'll like fresh squeeze some pineapple juice and it's amazing. So if anybody wants my secret recipe, there it is.
Wait, hold on. You mix it together or you drink the
cocktail? No,
yeah, I make a mixed drink with both of them. But
so tequila and pineapple juice.
Yeah, but I'll like actually squeeze the pineapple juice fresh. I have a juicer, so.
So you know that pineapple juice is a anti-inflammatory, and it has bromelain.
Yeah.
Bromelain.
Oh,
in
yeah.
And it, no, seriously, if you have
it's
any kind
health
of inflammation,
drink. That's why I'm recommending it.
Seriously,
okay?
Anything that you have inflamed, you're supposed to drink pineapple juice.
And tequila with it. You got to put a little bit.
I think pineapple juice is good for other things as well.
Such as?
Hydration.
O'Neill has some secrets. He's got some secrets. Wait, we don't want to hear those secrets.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so we're going to stay in the same line with Randy Gerber and George Clooney, and we're going now Blanco, Reposado. This is in Añejo. And you can see how much darker...
I love it.
See,
I
the
feel
difference
like I'm
in that
a lot.
It's darker. So this one is rested for 7 months, and this one is rested for a full 2 years. Same barrel, same resting, same oak, same char, but it's rested longer. So if you liked these flavors, this is even more intense. Now, some people don't love the añejos all the time because then they go a little bit further, almost too much oak and too much smoke. Some people love them.
Super excited.
So you're going to notice a nice, nice difference. I'm going to run around and fill your glasses.
Fill this one up, baby. So how much is this bottle? So people know how much they cost. Ricardo, how much would this cost?
The Añejo Casamigos is around $80, I believe.
About $80. Okay. And so the longer it's rested.
45. Where is it? 45.
The more expensive.
Oh, it's 45 and this is 60.
Repo I can now find for less than 55. Like if at Total Wine,
Total
Safeway.
Wine,
trust me, Chet's an expert on buying this tequila.
I've been buying it nonstop.
Yeah. So I
wish I hadn't.
Cheers. Been. Cheers.
So cheers.
Cheers.
Salud.
This will kill off the virus.
Or it's probably closer to maybe 70.
You can't say cheers. It's
what do we say?
Tequila. Okay. Salud.
Salud. Salud. Salud. Salud.
Which means to your health, to good health, the same as cheers.
So salud, what language is that?
Spanish.
Salud.
And incidentally, speaking of health, you know, tequila has been touted. There have been numerous articles written about tequila and its health properties, especially its probiotic properties.
Really?
Absolutely.
So you want probiotics if you've taken too many antibiotics to help your gut flora and your gut health. So tequila can help us with that?
Absolutely.
I trust that. Ricardo, he's a chef and a wine expert, and he also does a lot of tequila tasting. So
he's dropping that wisdom on us.
Right? That's right. That's right. Thank you so much.
We're loving it in the green room right now. So
I know.
It's also a prebiotic as well. It's pro and pre both. It's just great. Sip it before and then definitely sip it after dinner.
So everybody, as you're listening, we are here. Our main purpose is we are saving the planet.
One
show at a time. One tequila at a time. Thank you. So Neil, just so you know, Neil and Grace, we say that a few times during the show. So when we start saying it, you have to chime in with us.
We shall.
Okay.
So before you sip all of that, take it in your glass and tilt it sideways and just give it a spin. Mm-hmm. Just give it a little spin and then hold it up to the light, and you'll see it clings to the side of the glass a little bit. Then just sit perfect. Now just sit still. And see as it streams down the side of the glass.
Do we call that legs? In wine, I think.
In wine, it's called legs, yes. And I talked about this last time we were on.
What is it called with tequila?
Anyone remember what it's called when it's tequila?
I don't remember.
Yes, you do.
I'm blanking right now.
Tears.
Oh, tears.
Tears or pearls. It's tears or pearls when it's tequila.
Right. Chet, you should have known this. It's your favorite drink.
I drank too many to remember. Okay.
I think it was in the end. Well, too much.
After this, I went straight to drink more tequila.
Ricardo has something to say here.
I want to emphasize again that tequila is made from agave. There are hundreds of species of agave or types of agave. And all throughout Mesoamerica for thousands of years, agaves have been a medicinal plant. So it's a very sacred and medicinal plant. And at some point, indigenous peoples started fermenting it. They call it pulque. And then when the Spanish came, of course, they had a distillation. They started distilling it. Although archaeologists have discovered that Native Americans, indigenous peoples, developed their own methods of distillation using clay pots. So it was already there, too. They were smart, very smart.
So it's not a depressant, and it's
very,
medicinal.
Very medicinal, as he says. The Mayans, way back in Mayan times, they had pulque. It's very, very been around for years and years, hundreds of years.
Well, as you sip it, sure. You can feel it healing down your throat. Like maybe it's like clearing things out of that, any germs or bacteria out of your throat. Maybe, who knows? Maybe it takes care of the virus.
I'm not going to quote that.
But maybe.
That could be fake news. I don't know.
fake news.
Yeah, don't spew that out here. Come on.
Well, I feel it kind of soothing down my throat.
Yes,
so
indeed.
I love it. So what are we going to try next?
Okay, so this one is super fun. Big deal, you guys. What do you notice on this one? It's pink.
It's
indeed.
A beautiful bottle.
Now, isn't it a beautiful bottle?
Beautiful.
But now remember, we talked about when it's aged in the barrel, it gets darker. Why is it darker?
Because
it's rested in the barrel, right? And it takes on the color of the barrel. And this is an oak barrel that used to have whiskey in it.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Ooh. So,
are we going to drink the Añejo?
You didn't do that yet?
Oh, no, I didn't.
Oh, will you squeal?
We were talking about it.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Oh, my gosh. We have to go back.
Come on, listen.
So, Chet.
Be funny.
You could take a minute and taste it rather than just shoot it straight down your throat.
No, I held it in my mouth for a minute.
Chet, this is sipping to enjoy the little taste of it.
I did enjoy it.
So Chet loves the Repo. What do you think of the Añejo on this one?
I love it as well.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, it's incredible. I love it.
And you like it? I mean, it's a lot more oak, a lot more vanilla, though, flavor. Does anybody
taste
that
vanilla,
anymore?
For sure, yes.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, a lot stronger.
I actually like the other one better for me.
And again, we've talked about this earlier. It's like pie. Like some people like key lime pie, some people like apple pie, blueberry pie.
I love blueberry.
You know, it's all personal preference. And it doesn't mean it's necessarily better, but indeed, think about it. It had to sit in the barrel an extra year. They turn the barrels. They're taking care of it. It takes an extra year to make it. So it always goes up about $5, $10, $20 as you go that little bit older. As each one gets older, it costs, it's more expensive because it's in there. Not to mention there's evaporation. What do they call that?
Evaporation.
Yes, Richard knows.
What's it called?
What is it?
Angel's share.
The angel's share, right? Goes up in the air.
Angel's share?
Yes.
It's the angel's share. Like,
for the angel, the evaporation.
Okay, it's really not legitimate. Like, don't read that much into it. It's
She's thinking so hard.
And the legs are called tears and pearls.
Tears and pearls, yes.
Okay, so what are we tasting now?
So
there's like one gear, like.
We only have like a few more minutes.
I know, I'm nervous.
To taste. So
back to the next one. The color of this, it's pink. Remember, it takes on the color from the barrel. So, where is this rested? Yes. Yes. It's rested in a Bordeaux barrel.
Wow.
It's rested in a barrel that used to have Bordeaux in it.
What's it called?
It's called Osombroso. Hands down, one of my very, very favorite tequilas is Osombroso.
Yay. Let's
taste. You're going to, before you sip it, I really, really want you to nose it a bit. And there's definitely one particular scent that I'm looking for. I'm looking for you to tell me one thing that you really, really notice with the nose.
Okay, so as you're pouring, Isaiah, can we hear a third song? Because it takes her a little bit to pour. What song are we going to hear? Oh, I love how he has his surprises. Wow. We're ready. So we'll be
This is the cover,
tasting and sipping and...
And,
since this is your favorite, can I have a little
specifically
more?
Chose this one because we're in those times where, you know, sometimes that's just life and you got to take it as it is and do your best with it as much as possible. Yeah. I said that's life. As funny as it may seem, some people get their kicks stomping on a dream. And I won't let it get me down. 'Cause this final world, it keeps spinning around. I said that's life. As some may say, oh man, woo-hoo, this tequila's hitting me just a little bit. And again, this final world, it just keeps spinning around. I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn and a king. I've been up and down and over and out, and I know one thing. Each time I find myself flat on my face, I just pick myself up and get back in the race. That's life, and I can't deny it. Many times I thought of quitting, baby, but my heart just won't buy it. And if there's not just one single try, I'd hop right on a big bird and then I'd fly. I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn and a king. I've been up and down and over and out, and I know one thing. Each time I have found myself flat on my face, I just pick myself up and get back in the race. That's life, and I can't deny it. Many times I thought of quitting, baby, but my heart just won't buy it. And if there's nothing shaking this come here July, I'm gonna roll myself in a big ball, ooh, and die my mind.
think I'm done.
Thank you. Bravo. You are amazing. Okay, so wait, pass the mic down. So Chet, wow, who does he remind you of? I'm going to give you a little contest here. Who does he remind you of? The better.
Well, his songwriting skills are very unique, so I'm not
going to
insult him by comparing him to anybody, but his voice, I kind of hear a little bit of Michael Bublé in a little bit.
Harry Connick Jr., do you know who that is?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're like Harry Connick Jr., but better.
No, voice-wise, I hear a little bit of Michael Bublé, but it's unique.
Oh, yes, you're right. Yes, Michael
Bublé. But his songwriting is just totally unique. So.
Incredible. Oh, you're amazing.
That's what you want to hear.
Okay, so if there's time, we'd like to end with another song.
Another song.
So we better cut right.
Well, we better not have more tequila.
I'm good. Yeah.
Wait, can you tell us about the Clase Azul in the house?
So, well, wait, let's talk about this one for a sec, because you haven't drank this yet. So sniff, sniff, what do you smell?
I checked mine. It's delicious. I loved it.
Smell again, though. You still got a nose in there.
I smell wine.
It does smell different.
Yeah?
Yeah, real different.
House.
I can't put my finger on it.
But for anybody new
flowers,
that's listening,
flowers, flowers, grace, that's right. Flowers, very floral.
Yeah.
Hibiscus, a little hibiscus, chamomile, yes. Chamomile in it. Yes.
And there's a little
hibiscus,
bit of a,
I feel that.
Almost like some kind of a spice at the very end. What is that?
You tell me. You're getting super close. There is a spice, a Christmassy spice for sure.
Yeah, cinnamon?
Cinnamon, yes.
Gosh, nice. That is what it is. It is cinnamon. That's
isn't
correct.
It fun? Now this is a reposado, but it's been rested in that Bordeaux barrel, but only for 2 months. Where reposado, it can be a reposado if it's rested from 1 month up to 1 year and still be a reposado. Then if it's rested longer than a year, if it's 12 months to 2 years, then it's an añejo. But this is only rested for 2 months in that barrel, but it takes on this beautiful color and really some fun
flavors. And for our listeners out there,
flavors.
What does that cost?
Yeah.
Luann, if somebody's going to buy that, what would that cost?
About $78.
Because that's a beautiful gift to bring to a party.
Beautiful gift to
because
a party.
Because the bottle, you can save that.
Absolutely.
And that's so sustainable. You could put anything in that.
That's beautiful. Too. Look at that.
So Ricardo, what
and
does
I
Ricardo
have a bunch
have
of them and they're all a little bit different. You know, you can tell that someone individually.
Okay, this
Ricardo,
is my new
tell us what you love.
Yeah, Ricardo,
hand-painted,
tell us.
Hand painted bottle. I mean, it's, you know.
We need you in the mic.
What?
So what do you give us your 2 cents
this
on that?
This is gorgeous and it is a little different and you hit the nail on the head. Cinnamon is not an unusual, another one of those kind of baking spices that you'll encounter in aged tequilas, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very unique.
It's wonderful.
Yeah.
And tequila's good for the body. It lowers your blood pressure and it's...
The smell is different too.
Mm-hmm.
Totally wonderful.
It makes you feel like you could fly.
And once again, I want to hold that bottle because look at this. I want everyone to... If you can just focus on this, this is a great gift to give somebody.
If you drink it, there's a genie in that.
That's right. There you go.
That's for sure.
See, Neil, of course Neil
that's
would say
good.
That.
Well, I didn't mean it.
He's always looking for that girl in the bottle. Where's my song? So here we go. No, seriously, that is gorgeous.
Isn't
so
it
everyone
beautiful?
Is different.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, I might need
I mean,
little...
they're similar, but you can tell... You know, the artist is following the same design. Make sure you have the green line. Make sure you have the flowers. But indeed, you can tell that they've been hand-painted because they're all a little bit different.
For the person that has everything and you show up at a party or a birthday, and, you know, this is very unique.
Way more fun than a bottle of wine.
And it's very feminine. And it lasts a long time because it's a sipping tequila. So amazing. So what? Let's cut to the chase.
And if you get it sealed, you know, you keep the seal on it. Not sealed, but, you know, keep it closed. It's going to last a long, long time, unlike an open bottle of wine. Of
good
course
point.
So could I ask one question? What's your favorite?
We're going to taste it in a minute.
Well, since we only have 5 minutes.
Yeah, a bottle of wine, they'll wake up with a headache the next day. Bottle of tequila, they might end up in Tijuana.
Actually, we have 7 minutes.
Doing something way more fun.
Okay. So this is, speaking of hand-painted, this one.
This is one of my
very,
favorites.
Very, very iconic. You see this in all the bars. Nobody ever really orders it in a bar. And truly, you could order maybe 7 shots and end up buying the entire bottle. I'm exaggerating, but
well, I know the price of that
beautiful,
one.
Beautiful.
You can get that for like just under $100.
Just
like,
under $100, but
like
$110, $109.
It's been on sale before at Total Wine. I've purchased that for like right around like $98, and it's a great gift because people can save that bottle because it's so pretty.
Totally.
Yes.
Well, all the bottles.
So
I never throw any bottles.
That's a gift I always give.
Plus, it's got the little fun.
you'll see at some like really expensive hotels and stuff, you'll see shots of that for 90.
So it does have the bell. Okay. Yay! It does. It's a bell at the top. So,
well, it's not really a bell, but it makes a nice sound.
It is.
And I want to talk about, okay, we have to sip this. This one.
Okay, can we start pouring that because I'm thirsty?
Well, I can't while I'm talking.
Okay, Ricardo's going to pour for us.
Here.
Ricardo will pour. Here we go.
Pop it in.
Thank you, Ricardo.
Push it in.
Oh, okay.
I didn't push it all the way in.
Yeah. Of course, he starts
the chip. So this one, same idea. You can see the same design, but it's pink, obviously. Same tequila was in there.
So same company?
Same tequila, same company, same everything. But it's specifically, if you want to see that even closer, it was for breast cancer.
Really?
In 2016. And much of the proceeds of this one went for breast cancer. So, yeah.
Oh,
same
I love
idea.
This
was
That's
only
excellent.
Out in 2016, was the only time you could get it. They've re-released it a few times, but it's super rare to have this bottle. This one's empty, but it was this same, you know, this exact same. Hey,
guys, you can refill these with like shampoo and conditioner and lotion and olive oil. No, seriously, people are doing that.
Okay, shampoo, that's a horrible idea, but olive oil, I could get behind
that. No, olive oil, baby oil, shampoo, conditioner, lotion, of course.
Nice.
Chet likes to make fun of it. Okay, I want another shot of that.
You put water in it.
That's my favorite.
Water.
That's my favorite. Okay. Okay, so I love that one. So once again, that's... Can we tell the world
Classe
what that's
Azul.
Called?
Classe Azul.
But how do you spell Classe?
C-L-A-S-A. It's Spanish, so it's very phonetic. Class A, with an A at the end.
Okay.
Only one S. It's phonetic. It's
got to be. How come I love that. Yay!
And this is a Reposado?
Reposado, yes.
Okay, here's my little sip. I'm ready for the next one. Yes. Okay, and then what are we going to go to next one? Because...
3 minutes.
So once again, everybody, check out shopping at Goodwill.
Donate to Goodwill too.
Yeah, donate everything you have, even if it's one shoe. Goodwill, they're the best. they're seriously saving the planet by repurposing everything, recycling. We love the Goodwill. If you want to give a gift, any of these tequila bottles would be a great gift. But Luann can be contacted to throw a party for you, which she's going to be throwing a couple parties for the Green Room. And we'll let you know if you're on the list. If you comment a lot tonight, we'll let you come to the party. That's right. Okay, so what are we tasting next?
High quality comment.
I want to talk about the tequila.
That's right. Thank you.
Quality
Tequila Snobs is my company. We haven't said that, and I would love you to like me. Find me on Insta as well as
Follow
Facebook.
Her, please.
Follow me, find me, love me, all of that.
And of Isaiah, that. Tell
you
know,
and comment. If you want to come to the party, you need to do a lot of commenting tonight. Thank you.
So this is Don Julio, which is a really familiar brand. People know Don Julio, but this is called 70. It commemorates the 70th year that they've been in business. They started in 1942, so it came out in 2002. But now I'm going to really mess you up. This is an añejo, but... Look what color it is.
It seems clear to me.
It's very clear. And what's up with añejo? It's
supposed to be darker.
Añejo is darker. So this has been rested in an oak barrel, took on the color, and then it was filtered after that. So it's filtered. So it has the smooth creaminess of an añejo, but it is filtered. So any of the harshness is out. A lot of the oak is out. And it's just fresh and clean. It's my very, very favorite for
Ricardo,
summer.
Ricardo, do you want to pour for us so
my
she can keep talking? Ricardo?
I'm done.
Because we only have one more minute.
So Ricardo, what do you know about Platino?
So you can talk
and
about it while she pours.
And this is called a Cristalino.
Okay, go ahead. Ricardo, talk about it.
Well, you know, it's interesting. You have extra añejos, which is older than 3 years. And then the latest, I think it's kind of a marketing thing. It's interesting. They're always kind of... trying to come up with something new. Is this, you know, the Cristalino or whatever they call it. So you've got something that starts out aged a long period of time, and then they filter all the color out of it to make it look basically like a Blanco, right? But it's incredible. I mean, the flavor is there.
I think it's incredible, but I still think I prefer these.
Yeah, well, it's you know, like I say, it's they've got to come up with, you know, the market for tequila is huge, and they're always trying to come up with new things to get people's interest, to keep people's interest, and so there's a number of companies doing this. It's quite interesting, I think.
Well, we are here saving the planet, One show at a time. Woo!
Thank you for listening to In the Green Room. Join us here live every Tuesday at 6 p.m. or anytime on demand 24/7 on StarWorldWideNetworks.com.